Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time now with Greg Stebbins, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. We're going to talk again about Windows 10, and I'm going to tell you in a moment what he says about all this CRAP. Stand by for that on Good Day.
Today on App Check, iTuner is a music player for the car. It provides full screen info and functionality so you won't crash adjusting the volume. iTuner. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here with new laws on the books. You can expect credit card changes over the next 90 days, but be careful. You may be sucked into overspending without you even knowing it. Here's the social science of it.
Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Consumers love those reward credit cards, the ones that earn you free airplane tickets, hotel stays, or expensive electronic gadgets. Don't be surprised if over the next few weeks and months you start receiving emails from your credit card companies advising that you're getting closer to that free reward. All you have to do is spend more to get the prize.
Money.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't be sucked in by these reminders. The extra money you spend would probably buy you the free ticket without the debt. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Jennifer and Kenny and I have Greg Stebbin with us, as we usually do at this time, to talk about technology issues. Windows 10 and its notable flaws, which include testing one's patience and also in one's pocketbook, apparently, yes?
Well, it is free-ish.
Really? Ish. Ish kabibble.
I mean, there really is no surprise to this, but it becomes kind of daunting when you look at the list of ways you could pay for your free upgrade to Windows 10. The latest, which I think is pretty stunning, is that they've removed the solitaire game. And if you put it back in from Microsoft, it's ad-enabled, and the ads, I haven't actually looked at it, but the reporting is that the ads are so cumbersome that you will pay for solitaire. It's $1.49 a month or $10 a year.
Bruce Williams would love it. That was the old joke. You remember Bruce Williams, the
part-time
host? He used to, when he did his radio program, he was playing solitaire with his dog in his lap. That's how he played.
Really?
In the show, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Next. Microsoft and apps, and what apps are all of the apps ever created going to work on Windows 10?
No, of course not.
Without being paid? Work or not, whether you pay for them or not?
Well, first of all, one of the things that's a little confusing about Windows 10, maybe this was true with Windows 8, I'm not sure, but we used to have software, now we have apps. And they're called apps even when they're software. But there really is a difference between an app and software.
Yeah.
And that's, I think it's a little confusing to not differentiate them. I loaded Windows 10 over the weekend because I'm a tech guy and I felt that a moral obligation to do that.
Yes, right.
There are some bugs, like I'm clicking on the start menu and it's not starting. But, for instance, Microsoft Word is no longer a program. It's now an app. I think that's a little misleading. But you can have programs or apps that you used on previous versions of Windows, and they may not work at all, or you may have to futz around with them quite a bit to make them work. It's another reason I think, frankly, there's a learning curve to this. And even if you're sure you want it, just hold off a little bit.
That's what my technology guy said yesterday. The Windows app, the Windows 10 application is a long way off from being settled. The 8 is, most everybody admits that 8 was horrible.
Yeah, I mean, if you have 8, you're much more motivated to install it than...
Well, I was motivated to go back to 7 until they told me there'd be no support for it after next year.
I don't think that's true. I think there's still 4 or 5 years
of support.
I wish
we could find the answer to that, because...
I'm going to find the answer to that for you.
Because these guys specialize supposedly in that. They say, well, there's not going to be any support. And I would rather go back to 7, which is proven, than move ahead to 10 and fiddle around with it because I can't stand 8.
I will tell you, Doug, I put 10 over 7 last weekend. Yeah. This weekend, I'm going back to 7.
So what about music and that kind of stuff?
Is it, oh, you will pay.
Pay for the music.
Oh, right. You will pay.
Wow, listen to that enthusiasm.
I know. Yeah, holy right. moly.
Greg Stebbin with us here on Good Day with technology information. It's 59 after the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.